you're in the rental market, if you're renting somewhere at the moment or if you've been there, you know that it can be a fairly precarious place from time to time when you're thinking, oh, I've just got some information to say that the rent's going up. Why is that going up? That seems a lot. There is a bit of a whisper around to try and lock some more rules in and around protecting renters from skyrocketing prices. And someone that has an interest in that is from Newcastle City Council. It's Councillor Declan Clausen. Good morning, Declan. There is a bit of a move to try and lock these things into place. What is the policy that's trying to be put forward at the moment?
Morning, Mark. Labor had its conference last weekend and is looking at a range of mechanisms to try and improve the rights of renters in the housing market. We know in Newcastle, for example, the last 2016 census data showed that about 34% of Novocastrians are in rental properties, and it's important that they're provided protections. New South Wales legislation is a bit behind some of the other states in terms of the protections that are afforded to tenants. And so New South Wales Labor and our conference are looking at some changes to try and add some protections in place so that tenants don't get left out, don't see excessive rent rises that see them forced out of accommodation, and also remove the no-term evictions. Some of the really specific policies is, one of the things is quite a neat little flip in the terms of the onus that exists when people are looking at, landlords are putting up the price of rents to demonstrate that they're not excessive. And so at the moment, a landlord can put up the rent on a property, and the onus to prove that that increase is excessive is actually on the tenant. So the tenant needs to prove that the landlord may not have done any significant additions on their house that warrants the increase in price. The change is that if the increase is going to be more than CPI, it is now on the landlord to demonstrate why that is appropriate. And that could be because they've just done some renovations, for example. It could be that there are significant changes in the local housing market. But it just needs to have a full explanation, and that needs to come from the landlord rather than try and be proved by the tenant.
Yeah, without that, it could be pretty tricky because you get the notice in the mail to say, well, your rent's going up by $50 next, you know, from a couple of months' time, and it's like, well, what's changed? Is it that your interest rate's gone up at the bank, so you want us to cover that for you? But this will be a bit of relief for those on the renting side of things. For those representing landlords, has there been some nervous talk from that side of the equation?
Look, I know that the conversation from landlords has seen this as being quite a gentle change in policy, but they understand the intent. This isn't something particularly dramatic. It's not going to change the rights significantly of landlords. It's just trying to add some fairness back to the system. There's plenty of mum and dad investors that have looked at getting into the housing market and having one or two investment properties as a way of shoring up their retirement. This policy doesn't make any significant changes for them. It just may add some additional fairness. And I think that people acknowledge that that's appropriate.
Yeah, I think most people would be on board with this. I guess as long as it doesn't sort of go into other areas that everyone seems comfortable with at the moment. But any thought on whether this is going to be locked in, or at this stage it's just a bit of a talking around this change?
So this change is now the policy of New South Wales Labor and would be something that would be pursued by an incoming state Labor government. I know that parliamentary colleagues are looking at this, and certainly from a council perspective, we're looking at ways that we can acknowledge that a significant number of residents don't pay council rates directly, don't have that direct interface with council as such because their landlords are paying their rates. What measures that we can put in place to try and make sure that we have a better relationship and a more direct relationship with people that are tenants, given that a third of the people that live in Newcastle are tenants.
Well, Declan, we'll watch this with some interest to see where it goes. Thank you for sharing your thoughts on that, and many renters will be giving the thumbs up on those movements this morning.
Thank you so much, Mark.
He is from Newcastle City Council, Declan Clausen, looking for those rent protections for those renting. You don't want that notice in the mail. Oh, $100 extra. No, thank you. It's 9:25 at 2NURFM.